And so it is. Dear Shambhara, that we join together on this day once again. We gather our energies of Shambhara in this place. Oh, focused here in this delightful room. But also gathering together all of the energies of Shambhara all over the world in this moment. That is a joy for I, Tobias, and all of the others who come in on this day to feel you, to sit before your fire, to enjoy the pure love that is in this room today. It is a joy for me to be back here, for it has been a very busy few weeks for all of the angels, both human and celestial. There are changes going on earth right now, and they will continue. They will continue, Shambhara. I have been away from so many of you, and Kaoldra and Linda, for several weeks now, for the attention has been focused on the shifts that are taking place here on earth. Our attention has been focused on the hundreds and thousands who have transitioned back, and there have been celebrations. Tear not and fear not, Shambhara, for the ones who came back to our side after the great earthquake and the tsunamis, they were prepared. They were ready indeed. They gave of themselves to help effect a change on earth, and they were ready, and we celebrated. There were many that needed special tending to, because they were leaving loved ones and families. They were leaving the energy of Gaia and their physical bodies, and there was some sadness about that for dear Shambhara. These ones that left earth were also ones who loved being on earth, loved it so much that they were willing to give of themselves and their humanness to help move all of consciousness through something right now. These waves that came over and affected the lands, it was time for these lands to be cleansed and cleared, and water, along with the energy of the stars and of the heavens, was important to roll over these lands. It was time for a cleansing. So much of the energies in these areas had been stuck for quite a while. It was time also for the attention of the rest of the world to be focused on this area. It was time for the rest of the world to see this part of the world, to understand how they lived, to understand that these peoples needed to come along with the changing energies as well. So many of them were rooted in old energies, old ways, and it was time for all of the attention of the people all over the world to come to this area to help them through the transition. As Kaldra said earlier, the compassion that has poured out from humans all over has been phenomenal. It has brought a few tears to our eyes to see how much care that you have for ones you didn't even know. But you care for them because they are part of you and you are part of them. They are part of the consciousness of humanity. You are part of that consciousness of humanity. It's been tremendous to see how humans have responded, and it is tremendous now to see not only the physical and the financial energies that are flowing into this area, but also the spiritual, also the celestial energies. And there will be a rebuilding, and it will be new. It won't be like the old. And there has been corruption that has been swept away. There has been darkness that has been swept away. There have been old and stuck energies that have been cleared from this area. Do not be sad, Shambhara. and understand it was appropriate to honor the ones who gave of their life to the sea, to come back to our side of the veil, to help change the entire consciousness of humanity. On this day, for you who are here and listening and who are reading this material even at another date, we're going to ask you now to take something that is in your life and that is stuck, something that perhaps in your own being that you feel is corrupt, or perhaps you would like to call it imbalanced energies, something that needs a healing or a rebalancing of its energies in a new space, something that has been holding you back, something that has been troubling you, something that is in your body that is not healing correctly, some fear that you have had and carried with you for a long time now. We're going to ask you to take that and place it in the energy of this safe space. We're going to ask you to love whatever it is that you choose to release today. To love it and allow it to be healed, which is truly just a rebalancing and an evolution of energy. We're going to ask all of you to bring your blessings into this space we have created here together, to help affect the change, to help create a new freedom. You will be helping each other. You can add this, whatever this troubling thing is, whatever needs to be healed within you, you can put this into the space now. Simply let it flow out from deep within you, from the fears within you, into our space here. As Kathumi said, you don't have to worry about it infecting anyone else. You don't have to worry about the negative energies attaching themselves to anyone. Simply let it out. If it is a healing that you need, if it is a depression that you have, if it is a fear that is so overwhelming that it freezes you up at times, let it out now. If it is a sadness that you have had, let it out now. Let it free in this space. Let it free in the space of healing. We have brought many, many angels with us today, fresh from their healing work from the great waves. They're so attuned to the healing. And they come in today to facilitate, to help bless the process. Let it out. Don't be ashamed of it, Chambra. Don't be ashamed of it, because you're going to come to understand that whatever it is that needs this healing energies now, it has been serving you in one way or the other. Don't be ashamed if it's something you thought was a weakness. Don't be ashamed if you thought it was anything less than 100% spiritual. Let it come out into this space. Throughout the rest of our discussion today, let it be healed. Let it be free. Let it no longer hold you back or keep you down or frighten you. Let the energies that also cleanse the lands through the tsunami, let those energies come in like waves and waves of blessing energies, and clear whatever this is that you have been having difficulty with. Let it clear that. Let us breathe for a moment here together, Chambra. We know there are things that you've been trying to cope with and work with, and they're exhausting you, and they're holding you back. Let us breathe together to let those out in the room. Let us breathe to let our divine energies rebalance these and evolve these things that have been stuck to a new level. You don't need an earthquake in your life. You don't need a tsunami in your life. You can let these things out. You can let them be healed and cleansed and evolved without that trauma, and without the drama in your life. Shambhara, as you know, you are here right now on earth. Any of you who are listening, any of you who are here, any of you who are attached and attracted to this energy, we now bestow you as Shambhara. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to study for it. You simply are. Shambhara, you are here on earth right now. Because you chose to be. You chose to come back at this time of monumental change and evolution. You chose to come back at this pinnacle point of the quantum leap that is only a few years away. You chose to be here as ones who would teach others, as ones who would move energy, as ones who would be the first to make the breakthroughs within yourself. You chose to be here. You asked us to come in to help you. You asked us to come in and reassure you. You asked us to come in and sometimes just sit with you. And we are here, all around you, right now. Right now. If you take a deep breath, you can feel it. Don't let the head get in the way. Remember, we are all learning to think from a new space. From the divine intelligence. We are here with you right now. Because of the incredible work you are doing. Because what you have gone through in your own lives. Oh yes, you have gone through so many experiences to help prepare you. And we know we say this over and over to you. And we know you rarely get tired of hearing it. That we honor you. We love you. We are always with you. These are difficult times. They are challenging times because there are so many changes. There are so many energies all around you that don't want to go through the changes. They fear them. You know what that is like. You have had that happen in your own life, dealing with your own changes. There's a type of inner fear that doesn't want to let go. An inner fear that perhaps is frightened of evolving and moving forward. Perhaps that doesn't make any sense, but there's part of you that is holding on, part of humanity that is holding on dearly right now. You, the energy movers, are helping to facilitate that process, to make it more graceful, to soften it, to bring an element of love to it that even the angels can't bring. That is why you are here on earth right now, in service, in the highest way possible. Yes, you are learning for yourself also. Well, you are growing in ways that are difficult for you to see sometimes. You're moving into realms, into dimensions and experiences that no human has ever gone into before. You're moving into areas of the spiritual and divine that not even the masters of old went into, you see. You're moving into areas of knowingness and of interconnection that the masters didn't have. They're in awe of what you are doing. They are in awe of who you are. Now, with a new year here and a new energy and the clock ticking with the impending quantum leap, we want to dub this the year of freedom for you. You've asked us to relay this to you. It is the year of freedom, the year when you truly learn how to get out of the traps, when you learn how to get out of the pit, when you learn how to move through for yourself, how to move through some of the energies that tend to get you stuck and hold you back. In this year, you're going to be challenged in a delightful way to release anything that doesn't serve you anymore. And yes, we know you've gone in deep to let go of so many things. But this year, we're going to work with you truly to help you understand what freedom is. What freedom of the soul is. how to liberate yourself from those shackles that are sometimes placed on the human consciousness and the human body. How to let those go. Yes, it brings up a degree of fear and uncertainty when we say this. You know, it gets comfortable sometimes being in a prison. I was there. In my last lifetime on earth, yes, as much as I loathed the walls of the prison, there was a certain comfort, for I didn't have to deal with the challenges of day-to-day life. I didn't have to deal with the seasons. I didn't have to deal with the earth. I didn't have to deal with a wife. I didn't have to deal with children. You see what I mean. There was a certain comfort in being in a prison, trapped in the cell, because then I didn't have to deal with things. So when we talk about the year of freedom, we talk about setting your own soul free now to experience in a whole new way. Yes, part of you says, but I don't know if I can handle all of this. That is why we are here, to help guide you through this. Guide you through. We're going to talk more about this freedom in our shoud today. And remember, a shoud is simply you. It is your gathered energy together. It's like we come and gather it and we put it in a basket. And then we relay it back to you. So everything here should be familiar. Let's talk for a moment about this year of 2005. And we would like to make a prediction here for this year. And we ask you to remember our prediction. Our prediction is that whatever is predicted will probably not happen this year. There are many who make predictions and they draw the attention and the fascination of humans, and they talk about things happening and certain people getting killed and dramatic catastrophes on Earth, and they talk about UFOs coming, and they've been talking about this for 50 plus years. They talk about the mass landings. Oh, it will be this year. And it sells their services and it sells the paper. There will be many predictions that will come out that perhaps already have come out. And our prediction is that they're looking at old energies and old patterns when they make their predictions. And this will be a year of quite a bit of change, intense change. So it is very hard to make a prediction because they are having to look at old ways to try to guess what is going to happen tomorrow. So we're going to say right away, it'll be a year of tremendous change. More than you have seen in most of the years of your lifetime. Not necessarily difficult change for you, it might be for others. Change in so many of the old systems. Change in the way things were done. Changes are speeding up and will continue to this year in particular. This year in particular, you will see the changes. Now, Shambhara, as we have talked about before, you don't have to let them affect you. You can be in the midst of a storm. You can be in the midst of an earthquake. You can be in the midst of any types of change or chaos. And it does not have to affect you. It does not have to throw you off balance, particularly as energy movers. You see, as energy movers, you are helping to make the changes happen in the first place. You can allow the energy of change to flow in you and then to flow out. It doesn't have to affect you in a negative way. As a matter of fact, many of you are already learning that change can be exciting, a new adventure. It doesn't have to take anything away. It simply, allows you to expand into the other dimensions, allows you to expand even your human reality. In this year of 2005, Shambhara, you will continue to see this whole thing that is called an energy crisis on Earth. The old fossil energies are beginning to run out. Oh, they will drive the earth for quite some time, but as the supplies are getting lower and lower, there will be more desperation. There will be more, I could say, games that are played with energy, literal and figurative. You will see the prices continue to rise. You will see shortages and outages from time to time. And we guess all of this is appropriate. There is an energy crisis on Earth. It is not just about the fossil fuels. It's about the energy that is changing. The old energy cannot fuel the new Earth. You see, it's so easy. Some of you get caught up in trying to understand things. They're quite literal, quite simple. There's an energy crisis. Old, crude energy being used on Earth. Yes, indeed. In this year, you will see, how to say, other types of indications of the energy changes that are taking place. You will see it on large scales with the brownouts or even the collapsing of electrical systems. Old systems, wired systems that bring your electricity from the source of generation to your homes. You will see all sorts of problems with this in this coming year. And it doesn't have to affect you. It doesn't have to affect you. Know that it will get repaired. Know that it will cause governments and industries to look at how energy is distributed. How it is distributed. Speaking of energy distribution, money is energy. You are seeing how it is distributed change. There was a time when there were just a few who held the finances of the world. A few countries, even a few individuals. That is changing now. If anything, Shambro, money, business is helping to distribute more equitably on Earth, helping to distribute energies. Businesses are helping to maintain a peace. For when there are global businesses that have a presence in nearly every country, these businesses don't want to go to war. These businesses don't want the old type of wars that have occurred. They want peace, so their businesses are solid. You're seeing more global economy, global businesses to help distribute the wealth. You're seeing that happen right now in the land of the dragon. More and more resources pouring into that right now. Their economy is growing, but they're also needing more and more of the raw resources of the world. Steel. They're going to need more food. They're going to need more tooling. They're going to need more electronics. They're going to need more of everything. A better distribution of energy all over the world so we don't have the imbalances that have taken place in the past. We're going to see this continue throughout this year. We're going to see changes in yourself. You've gone through very difficult times in these last 5 years that we've been together. Tremendous internal changes. You're going to see that this year, things will start to manifest and to come into fruition for you. You're going to see it get easier, as we've talked about before. You have gone through the worst of the times. And in 2005, the energy is right for things to get easier and more graceful for you. 2005 is going to be the time when you see a new passion coming back into your life, different from the old passion, a new excitement about living, a new purpose. Why? Because you are coming to your true purpose of being here, the teacher, the explorer, the energy mover. The pieces of the puzzle start falling into place this year. That is our prediction based on the very changing energies that we see, not based on the old, but based on what you are choosing right now, based on what you are bringing into your life. You're going to find things in your body changing, certainly in your mind, certainly in the people around you. The only note that we have to give you on this, Shambra, and you already know this, but repeat back to you. So many times when changes have come into your life, you've cried out and said, why is this happening? Why are all these changes happening? What have I done wrong to bring about all these changes? Nothing. You've asked for them. This year, the changes can be graceful and exciting and new for you. So, dear Shambra, it will be an exciting year. Yes, that is the word I choose to use here. It will be an exciting and even a fun year. Can you accept that? Can you accept that it can be fun now? We've gone through so much together in our time. Even those of you who are joining us new now, who've never been connected to this energy, you have been with us over these years, one way or the other, connected. You've been going through the changes. You've been going through the difficulties, just like the ones sitting here today in the audience, the ones who have read all the materials since day one, the ones who are joining us just now. You are part of our family. You are here for a reason. You are connected with us at every level. Now, I, Tobias, would like to take you on a bit of a journey today, if you are willing. I want to invite you to come to a place with me. I've been preparing this for you. I've been working on, remodeling, rebuilding myself. I would like to invite you today on a journey to my cottage. I've talked about this before. It is on my realm. It is not in the material world. But it is a place that I have created, that I have imagined and even structured. A place that, is filled with the energies of Shambra. I'm going to ask you to be in your chairs or lying on the floor, as some of you are doing right now. I'm going to ask you to be there, fully present in this human reality. But I'm going to ask you to expand your energy, to come with me to my imaginary cottage. I've been working on remodeling and redecorating. Why? Because everything is new. Everything is changing. And I realized it was time to update my place as well. Imagine it as you will. I imagine it as a beautiful place in the woods, quiet and tranquil, surrounded by a wide, wide variety of trees. Some of them evergreen, some of them leaved. It doesn't matter. Here, you can have any trees you want. They don't have to be a certain variety based on geography. So I've loaded up the space around me with beautiful trees I truly love. In my years and lifetimes on Earth, I had such a connection with the energy of trees, standing so stoic, but yet firmly grounded in the Earth, having their branches reach towards the sky, many of them producing fruit, or at least seeds, to continue their evolution, continue their growth, to recycle themselves. Trees also help to cleanse and purify, as many of you have found out. Go sit near a tree. It will help bring in your energy and cleanse it. Oh, no. Kaudra is wondering here if we're encouraging you all to become tree huggers. Tree lovers it is. Tree lovers. Yeah, so around my cottage are many beautiful trees. My cottage I've designed to look something like a cross between an English Tudor and a Swiss chalet. There's a stream out back, mountains in the far and distant background, a lake, a quiet lake, somewhat like Walden Pond, not so far, down the little trail. I've built my cottage in the surrounding area so there are birds flying everywhere. I love birds. I love birds, for they sit in trees, you know. They nest in the beauty and the tranquility of the trees. But the birds are the ones who are free. They have the wings. They are like little angels come to Earth, putting their energies into the little bodies that have wings that they can fly around. My birds at my cottage are very colorful. Colorful indeed, and they sing. They sing from morning till night. I have them stop at night so I can sleep. They sing the songs of joy, joy of the angels, joy of the heavens. But they also sing the song of celebration of life on earth. That is my energy that I give them for this. They sing out my love for earth, my love for being human, and they sing all day long. Somehow, they sing in a perfect harmony, perfect unison, even though they come from many different species. There are flowers and many gardens surrounding my cottage. Colorful, reaching towards the sky, spreading their leaves, opening up, not closed and tight, Shambhra, by opening up, fearless acceptance of everything around them, being so vulnerable that they can open their beautiful, delicate leaves and petals and expose themselves, expose the essence of themselves fearlessly. Shambhra, you get the point. They are beautiful, and they hold an energy. Yes, they do. They are energy holders in such a way. Hold an energy of beauty. Hold an energy of Gaia. They hold an energy of balance. They hold it so that you and I can fly off into the other realms and know there is also always something holding that beauty, always that connection back on Earth. Now let's walk together. I've never brought such a large group to my cottage before. Usually it is just Saint Germain and I sitting out back on the patio having a few cigars. I'm sorry, Calder, but we do. Having a few cigars and a pretend glass of wine. A few other guests come along. But now I want to bring all of Shambhra, all of you, to my cottage. Let us go in through the front door now. Notice how it opens without me even having to grab the handle. Isn't it amazing what we can do in our imagination? And you say, but Tobias, am I really here? Is this real, or are you just taking us through this story? And that's partly my point in telling this. It is as real as you sitting in the chairs right now. It is as real as that physical body that you have. It is real as anything that your mental or your human mind can think of. You are sitting in the chairs, or sitting at your home, you're sitting together with groups of Shambhra right now, you can hear sounds, you can feel your butt on the chair, you can feel your stomach, but you can also be here with me. The imagination, as we have talked about before, is as real as anything. You are here with me. You've just walked in through the door of my cottage. Now let me show you around a bit. I've expanded recently so that I can hold this, all of the energy of Shambhra. I've expanded the inside. You notice, yes, some of you have already noticed, the pictures on the walls. Pictures of lifetimes that we have had together. Pictures of some of the most heroic things that Shambhra has done. Yes, over there's some pictures of our times in Atlantis. The pictures of the temples of Tien. And the areas that would now be around Cuba. The temples are not there anymore. They are long gone. Even the land that they sat upon has changed and would now be underwater for those of you who are searching. But there are pictures, yes, not taken with an actual camera. But there are pictures that I put there through my imagination. Pictures on the walls of all of our times together. Items that some of you have given me as gifts in lifetimes past, I have placed on the shelves. Let's walk around the house a bit more. Yes, This is about the imagination, helping you to free yourself of the limitations that you have put on yourself. That's why I'm taking you around the house. You see, there's no kitchen here. Don't need one. Angels don't have to eat, you see. No bathroom either. We don't have a need for that function. There are great rooms here, rooms of different colors, rooms of different energies, rooms where the music appears to be playing out of the wall. No speakers needed. No electronic devices required. There are rooms here that are filled with energies of other dimensions. Step into one of them. Allow yourself to be there. Allow yourself to truly open up and feel what it's like. I have prepared it for you. There are rooms here where you can go revisit aspects of yourself from past lives. I have many rooms for my many, many lifetimes. They're not trapped in there. I do not hold them in. But I choose once in a while to remember. You see, I have embodied all of my lifetimes. I've embodied them. I've brought them in. Everything about them, the good, the bad, what I consider to be darkness, what I consider to be struggles and pains, as well as the joy. I've embodied every one of them. Why don't you remember your past lives, you ask sometimes. You consider it a mark of, how to say, a spiritual evolution to remember who you were in the past. You don't remember them because, first of all, you didn't want to confuse yourself in this lifetime up until now. You didn't want to be overwhelmed by those direct memories and images. But you also had not embodied and then released all of the energies. You are doing that. You have done that, as I have. You have fully accepted everything that you have been. And you've let it free. You've let it go. And you can go back and start visiting without having to worry about getting caught up in it. But feeling the energies once again, kind of like going through a photo scrapbook. Feeling the energies from the past. Having a few smiles, perhaps a few tears. In this year of freedom, you're going to start remembering your past lives. You're at a point now where you don't have to be worried about getting caught up in its energies. You're at a point now of spiritual maturity where you know that you are who you are right now. You don't have to worry about reverting to an old identity from a past lifetime. If you were a great king, a great ruler, a great scientist, or great philosopher, you don't have to worry about getting egotistically attached to that past life. It simply was. It was part of your makeup. So in my house, there are rooms where I can go to visit. The room of Tobias, one of my favorites. Where I can go visit myself from that lifetime. Many rooms of Atlantis, where I go back to visit who I was then and visit with you. There are rooms that allow me to connect throughout all of the dimensions, not just of this universe, but all of the dimensions, where I can go and explore and experience. There are rooms in my house. Many of you are wandering all through. You've gotten away from our tour here. You've gotten ahead of me. There are rooms where I go in to do my spiritual painting. I love painting. As a passion of mine. I don't paint with colors and oils as you do. I don't paint with chalks and your physical tools. I paint with energy. My canvas is not two or three dimensional. It is multidimensional. And I come in here to play with energies, vibrations, sounds, colors, energies that are beyond the human realm. I come in to see what I can create. My cottage is real as the words that you are hearing or reading right now. I spend quite a bit of time helping to put the energies into a certain form and structure. Always ready to release that structure, to let it expand, of course. But I've spent much time creating this. I've spent much time helping to weave the energies together so that we could all come in someday just like this. Any of you can create this way. Any of you has that freedom to create this way. It is through the imagination. We've talked about it over and over. It is through the imagination. You probably noticed some other energies in the house. Those are the energies of our special guest on this day. Some of you have been wondering who it is. Well, simply take a moment to feel the energies. No guessing. Just feel the energies. The energies of our special guest fill my house today. Fills it. They're surrounding all of us. Indeed, it is the energy of the dear one, Metatron, once again. The work of Metatron is continuing even since last month, but it is different this time. You've been associating the energy of Metatron as being male, being very high energy, almost a metallic, electric, vibrant energy. But today, in my house, Metatron is showing another side, what you would call a feminine aspect of Metatron. Indeed, very strong, but a strong compassion, a strong love. For after the work of Metatron, your voice and spirit was done 2 weeks ago. Now comes the energy of the other side of Metatron, that of compassion, that of rebuilding, that of renewal, and that of evolution, evolving energy. Metatron just doesn't come in just to break up old systems. Metatron, your voice in spirit, comes in with compassion, always. Compassion and love, grace, ease. You see, such a strong energy can also be a delicate, gentle, loving and compassionate energy. So we ask you to breathe this in. We ask you to, you see, as many of you already know where I'm going with this, this healing that we asked you to give for yourself, the solution that you asked for at the beginning of our gathering today, you brought those with you to my house. You brought them with you for this other side of Metatron, to help you move it, to help you bless it, to help you heal it. You brought it here, into this imaginary but very real place on this day, to help set you free, to help you release something that just wasn't serving you anymore. So let us go into the chamber room, the large room where we can all sit together. Come into the chamber room for the remainder of our time together. Some of you, I have to chuckle. Yes, I do read your mind on occasion. Some of you are saying, is this just a silly game, Tobias? If you want it to be. If you want it to be a silly game. Or it could be so real that it makes the reality of humanness look small in comparison. This reality of imagination is real. This reality of imagination that we're sitting in right now in my home, in my cottage, in the chamber room, in the gathering room, is real. And it helps to set up a pattern of energy that can be brought back to your human reality and used there. It helps start creating the templates, the weavings, the patterns and the paths for your own life in your human reality, and you can go back and forth at any time. Chambra, this is the year of freedom. We're going to help free you of the limitations of your body and your mind and the human dimension. We're going to have fun doing it, whether you like it or not. I had to throw that in. We're going to have fun going beyond, getting out of those prison walls. We're going to have fun expanding. We're going to let those old energies be transformed. Now, what holds you back, Chambra? What holds you back from being who you really are? Well, first and foremost, it's the past. It's the past. The future can't hold you back because it hasn't been created yet. Only the fear of the future can hold you back. But the past literally does hold many of you back. You're regretting many of the things you've done in your lifetime. We're going to ask you now to get over it. Get over it. It was part of who you are. It was an experience you wanted to have to help you learn and understand something. It was a mighty challenge that you had given yourself so that you could learn something new. Some of you get down upon yourselves. Some of you who have drank a little bit too much. You call yourselves alcoholics. Get over it. You're not an alcoholic. You are one who went to the depths of hell drinking to find out what that is about. But the energy does not have to be attached to you anymore. That was the past. Some of you get upset with yourself about your weight. You let that hold you back. You say, but if I didn't look like this, then I could be free, Tobias. I hear what you're saying today, but how could a fat person fly? You say that. Yes, I do read some of your minds. It is time to get over that. It is time to let that go. Love yourself no matter what you look like. Love yourself. Stop trying to fight it. Stop trying to deny yourself. Be who you are. The fat, the weight, that will disappear. It will go away if you wanted to. But some of you are going to find that you like that extra weight and that extra energy around you. Don't let it become a block. Don't say, I will become spiritual when I hit a certain weight. Love yourself today. Be spiritual today. Stop getting down on yourself for these things. You've given yourself the experience of what it is like to have all sorts of energy around you and in you physically, even manifesting as weight. It's all for a reason. The past holds you back sometimes because you've hidden it away. You've tucked it away under the rug, in closets, in your subconscious, or whatever you want to call it. Parts of you that you've been ashamed about. Parts of you that you couldn't deal with up to now. Yes, there are some wildly ridiculous things that you have done in the past. Some of you are so filled with guilt for these things. We're going to open some of these doors with you today and throughout the rest of the year. We're going to help you take a look at some of these past lives, some of these things that you haven't wanted to look at. We're going to give you glimpses, and we're going to let you feel the energy and move it through you. But you let the past hold you back. Let the past. How do you handle that now? How do you solve it? You embody every part of it, everything you've ever done, and then you let it move through. We know you have done tremendous work in this area, but now we're going to go to the real depths, the real hiding places of some of the old energies. You're going to start getting the glimpses and the full stories of your past lives. You can handle it now. What else holds you back? Being the victim. Wonderful role to play. It's sometimes easier being the victim than the creator. Sometimes easier blaming everything around you. You get caught into the trap of being the victim, the perpetual victim. You know what we do when you do that? We support you in your victimhood. You're having fun with it. So we're going to support you. We're going to help you experience what it is like to be the biggest victim on earth. Because that is what you have been choosing up to now, some of you. But now it is time to let that go. It's holding you back. You can't blame your parents. You can't blame your past lives. You can't blame anything. You are the creator. Or you say, but Tobias. We see you, but Tobias. Hold on to those buts. Yes. We mean that in many different ways. You're allowing that to be a hindrance and a block. Why? Because you don't You don't necessarily want to face what it's like to be a creator. You're sometimes afraid of going back to being a full and conscious creator. You regret some of the things that were done in the past, especially before you came to Earth. You see, I created this cottage that we're sitting in. I made it real through the imagination. You used to do that also, especially before you ever came to Earth in a human body. When you were creating the stars in the heavens, when you were free out there without a body, you could create very quickly and imagine very quickly. There are many, many things you didn't like about what you created. But Chandra, at your core, you are a creator. There's no need to truly worry about what was done in the past, because it has gotten you here. It has gotten you to this point. No matter what you think, you've truly never killed anyone. A soul cannot die. It simply comes back in a new form. You can never truly take another energy away, even though you've tried. Sooner or later, you have to let it out, because it's not yours. You have to release it. So, Chandra, many of you have been playing victim and it has held you back. No longer blame anything else, unless that's the way you want to live. Take full responsibility, and as you do, you'll understand how creator energies truly work. What else holds you back? To a degree, mass consciousness. You are here on Earth. You are surrounded by mass consciousness energies, the energies of humanity. Remember, quite a while back when we asked you, are you ready to leave mass consciousness? And all but a few said yes. You have. You've given yourself permission to leave, but it is still there. It still has a way of influencing you from time to time. But you don't have to be stuck in it. Especially as energy movers, you can allow yourself to move beyond the consciousness. Yes, it will come in. And you will feel it, as so many of you felt the energies of the earthquake long before it happened. You felt that it was a potential that was probably going to be manifested. It was part of mass consciousness preparing for a change, and you felt it. But it doesn't have to hold you back. It doesn't have to hold you down. What else holds you back? Feeling that you're disempowered, many of you. The feeling that you're weak, the feeling that you couldn't perform magic, even if it jumped right into you. The feeling that you can't affect anything, especially outside of you, much less your own life. The feeling that the energies are so strong and so harsh all around you that there is nothing you can do. You can only respond to things, not create things. This is a form of victimhood. Is a form of denial of who you are and the powers that you have. You let yourself feel disempowered. You let yourself get swept away by the currents of the river of life, from the river of consciousness, feeling that all you can do is try to hold on, try to survive, that you can't affect anything. Chandra, we're going to let you know right now that you are creators. How do we know? Because you are creating everything in your life, whether you realize it or not. It is not being created by us. It is not being created from outside of you. You are creating it. Now perhaps you say, but Tobias, I certainly am not creating all these bad things. Oh, again, we ask you to take a look. You are creating it. Perhaps not consciously in your human mind, but based on your needs, based on your energy, you are. You are like a magnet, but a magnet that works different than your physical magnets on Earth, for the opposites attract in your magnets on Earth. But the type of magnet that you are, the likenesses attract. If you feel disempowered, disempowered things will come to respond to you. You'll be surrounded by disempowered people or people who use their power to take yours away. You're asking for it. Like responds to like. If there's a lack of abundance in your life, it is because you are feeling that you're not worthy. You are energizing yourself or spiritually magnetizing yourself, and you bring it into your life. Everything around you and everything in your life is a direct, literal response to who you are. It's not being inflicted on you. You are bringing it in. You are manifesting it. That is how strong and powerful creator that you are. If you don't like something, if you don't like things in your life or any of your life, you can change it. How do you do that? First, you acknowledge that you are ready for a change and you're willing to go through what it takes, which all of you have. Then Chambra, you begin to change how you are feeling on the inside. You begin taking a look at how you are creating these things. Are you playing the role of the victim? If you are, you will always have victim experiences happen to you. Are you playing the role of the disempowered? And you always have things that come into your life that take your power away. In this year of 2005, it is time for your freedom from those things. It's time for you to understand you're no longer bound by them. You can change them. You could also give us all the reasons on earth and in the heavens why it can't be done. And then we have to support you in that. We have to continue helping you feel disempowered. Continue helping you feel like the victim. Continue helping you have no abundance. That's the one we don't like at all. Because that is what you're choosing. That is what you are drawing to you. We're going to ask you over these next 30 days to take a look at what is holding you back. The energies, the loving energies of Metatron, the compassionate energies of Metatron are going to be right there with you. Right there. It doesn't have to be harsh or difficult. These are much more what you call the feminine aspects of Metatron, the loving and nurturing aspects. We're going to work with you to help you take a good, pure, strong look at what is holding you back. We know you are getting impatient and irritated. We know that you want real progress in your life, so we're going to give you a real look at what's holding you back. We're going to be working with each and every one of you, helping to move beyond those barriers and blockages. We're going to help you understand that you are a creator. We're going to help you to understand, Chambra, that your imagination is one of the most delightful tools that you have. Some of you tend to discount it and say, but that is just my imagination. There was even a song about that. Calder says he will not sing today. We're humming it for you in my house. Chambra, one of the things that holds you back is your resistance to use your imagination, your lack of imagination. You actually have a very potent imagination, don't you? You've been shutting it down for a long, long time. As a child, you were scolded for your imagination. We remember. We were there with you. You have been trained not to use it. You've been trained to use the mind only. One of the things that causes depression, by the way, is not using your imagination. For those of you who have been experiencing depression and anxiety and lack of passion, it is because you have put your imagination on the back burner. You've hidden it. You've suppressed it. No wonder you get depressed. The imagination is such a vital part of you, and it wants to be a vital part of your life. But yet you deny it, you discount it. You treat it like a bastard child. You abuse it at times. You focus so much energy in that mind of yours. The mind is beautiful and it's wonderful. But it is time for the imagination, the creative and divine intelligence, to play right along with you. As for so many of you, one of the biggest barriers is not using your imagination. Your imagination is that divine part that wants to expand, that wants to create. Some of you are having a hard time sitting in this cottage of mine, because you say it is not real. What is Tobias pulling on us today? Chambra, I'm trying to prove a point to you of how delightful and exciting and joyful and potent the imagination is. The imagination is allowing your true energy to come out and play. But through the imagination, you can expand yourself. Allow yourself into the other realms. And then through the other realms where there are other energies, bring these back and manifest them on earth. As we've said before, imagination is not, focused mental exercise. It's not trying to visualize something specific necessarily, at least not right now. Imagination is letting yourself soar, letting yourself go free, letting yourself go to realms that you've not been in a long, long time. There's that divine you sitting here in these chairs right now that wants the freedom, that wants the expression. So, Chambra, we're going to be working with you, taking a look at those things that are holding you back. They aren't overwhelming, no matter what you think. They're nothing so big that you and us together can't evolve them, can't bring them to the next level. They truly aren't. Some of you try to hold on to a story that your problems are so big that even the greatest humans on earth can't solve them. Even the greatest angels can't solve them. Your problems are so monumental that even God can't solve them. You're having fun playing that game, aren't you? You're having fun holding on to that story. You're stubborn about it, as a matter of fact. That's another thing that holds you back. Trying to hold on to that story. Your story is wonderful. We love your story. But your story wants to evolve right now. Your story is only a story. Some of you have been trying to build your new spiritual self upon the foundation of your old human story. And as you have discovered, when you try to build on that foundation, the walls come tumbling down. There's not a foundation to build the new you. The foundation for the new you is the essence, the soul, the divinity of who you are. It is not just the story of you in this lifetime right now, of what you would call the ego. It is the collective of all you have ever been and all the potential of who you are going to be and your divineness and your purity. It is the foundation, of everything that you have been. Don't try to build it on just the story of this identity in this lifetime. Sometimes your stories are what are holding you back. You try so hard to hang on to them. You try to build on them. It's not about building on this one story. It's about building through the imagination in a whole new way. Take a deep breath and feel the energy of my cottage, of the Chambra room, the vibrations that are coming in now. Let your imagination soar a little bit here. Feel and sense the non-physical energies that are in my cottage. Energies that are flowing in from the other realms. And I don't want to hear any of you say right now, but Tobias, I don't know how to feel. Because then you're locked into that. Say, Tobias, I allow myself to feel once again. I give myself the freedom to feel even things that aren't of the human realms. I give myself permission to feel everything of the other dimensions. I give myself permission to once again talk to the angels. So many of you, we hear you say, oh, but I can't channel, I can't talk to the angels. It is the most natural thing you'll ever do. It's easier to talk to the angels than it is to other humans. Don't trap yourself by saying, I don't know how to feel. Say, I'm ready to feel once again. Don't trap yourself by your own limitations. I sat in prison. I sat behind four literal walls of a prison. It was the greatest experience of any of my lifetimes. Oh, I was so angry. I've told this story before, but I want to tell it again. I was unjustly put in prison. Ah, you see that wonderful victim energy. It wasn't my fault. It was everyone else. Chambra, I put myself in prison. I was energized for it. I was at a point where as a human, I was no longer happy. I knew something had to change. I had to go sit in a literal prison to feel the prison I'd put myself in my lifetime, my last lifetime on earth. And I cussed it, and I blamed everyone else. And I gave all the excuses in the world until one day I realized the prison was my own, of my own making. Only I could free myself. Anything that is holding you back, any prisons that you are in, are of your own making. Absolutely. And you can free yourself. Not free yourself through force, not free yourself through some type of willpower, mental exercise. You free yourself simply by opening up, giving yourself permission. It's time to evolve the identity, to evolve your identity. That means letting go of the story that is you in this lifetime. It served you up to now, but it's had its limitations. It's time to evolve the identity, to become more of who you truly are. You know how to do it. We have talked about it before, and now it is the time to do it. It is the time to give yourself permission to be free once again. It's time to open up that imagination. Stop denying it. Yes, you can be. You can be in this cottage. You can be in the Shambhu room. You can be experiencing energies from all levels and dimensions if you let yourself. If you let yourself. We can't do it for you. I can't make you open up. I can't make you let go of the things that are holding you back. You can. Simply about making that decision and doing it. Simply about allowing the imagination to be as real as what you call your reality now. As you allow yourself to be free, you give yourself permission once again. You'll energize yourself in a new way. You'll energize yourself so that you do bring new things, joyful things and abundant things into your life. Chambra, we're having a bit of a problem on the new earth right now. You see, many humans left the old earth or your physical planet of earth, came back to our side. They left their physical body. They transitioned back here. And they went on to the new earth to help build this phenomenal place, this library of human consciousness, this place, this new earth where all other angels who have never been in the physical body before will come to learn and to study before they incarnate on earth. What is a wonderful place. I spend much time there as well. We're having a bit of a problem because many of the entities who have come here to be part of this are now longing to go back to the old earth. The very ones that said, I will never go back to that place. I will never incarnate again. They are seeing what a wonderful place it is. What a wonderful place it is becoming. They are seeing that you can be free and be human. They are wanting to reincarnate. They want to get here as quickly as possible to be part of this quantum leap. That should tell you something. That should tell you something about how joyful your life can be if you give yourself permission. What is holding you back? What is holding you back right now? We're going to be working with you on that in the next 30 days of time. To help you get over it. To help you release it. We're going to challenge you sometimes. You're going to get angry with us because we're going to come right back at you and you're going to hear our words. We're going to say, but you are creating it. It is the reality that you are bringing. Don't blame anyone else. We're going to be challenging you to embody old fears that you have. Things that you have locked away, things that you didn't want to look at. We're going to drag them out for you. We're going to help you see it. We're going to ask you to breathe it in. When that fear is so overwhelming that it stops you in your tracks, when you feel you are losing your mind, we're going to ask you to go to the next level, to breathe it in and embody it into every cell of your body. Only when it is embodied can it be released. You understand? Things that you deny, things that you hate, will follow you around. Things that you embody and bring in fully into your reality and love and admire, even if they were dark. And remember what darkness truly is. Only when they are embodied can they be released. When they are released, the energy serves you in a whole new way. Now, we've been yammering on here for quite a while. We've been filling the space in my cottage in the Shamba room, distracting you in a way, so we could get at some of the real energy workings, so that we could help you move the energy of whatever healing it was you needed, a healing of the mind or the body, a healing of something that you were stuck with, an old pattern that you were repeating over and over and over again, patterns of losing jobs, patterns of bad relationships, patterns of constant health problems. I'm helping you release these today. Why? Because you gave permission to come to my place. You gave permission to let it go. Then we can help. You didn't blame anyone else for it. You simply gave permission to be free. Chambra, this will be an exciting year. This will be a fun year. This will be a year when you can truly expand. Truly be who you are. And be here for the reason that you chose to be here. And throughout the whole process, we're going to be supporting you, playing with you, and continuing to help you be free. Oh, this freedom thing. The next few days of the Oama School, they're going to learn what it is like to go through fast-track freedom. So, Chambra, all of you are going to learn this year what true freedom of soul is. And so it is.